From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani says his people do have the right to protest and criticize the government. It was his first public response to nationwide anti-government protests that have stretched into a fourth day now. Iranian state media said Rouhani made the conciliatory comments about the protests as he spoke to his cabinet on Sunday. But the state media also said Rouhani said these protesters should focus on solving the country's problems and improving people's lives. Iran's biggest and most sustained anti-government protests since 2009 continued Sunday, with hundreds of people joining street rallies in several parts of the country. In a tweet on Sunday, President Trump said the Iranian people are finally getting wise as to how their money and wealth is being stolen for any human rights violations by Iranian authorities. In other Sunday developments, the Iranian government blocked people from using social media platforms like Instagram and the messaging app Telegram. South Korea announced Sunday it had seized another ship it suspects transferred petroleum products to North Korea in violation of international sanctions. The announcement said the Panama flagged ship was detained 2 weeks ago at a port. It's the second ship the South Korean government has acknowledged investigating in the past 3 days. On Friday, it announced that it had seized and inspected a Hong Kong-flagged ship in November because it believed the tanker transferred oil to a North Korean vessel mid-ocean. This is VOA News. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres warns the world is likely to face many complex and new dangers in 2018. In a year-end message, he appealed for greater unity to overcome these threats and create a more peaceful world. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from the UN's European headquarters in Geneva.
When UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres assumed office 1 year ago, the world was in the midst of a hopeful moment. Negotiations to end more than four decades of division on the island of Cyprus appeared to be moving toward a successful resolution. Guterres jumped into the fray and worked tirelessly to produce that outcome. Unfortunately, the Greek and Turkish Cypriots were unable to bury their differences and live as one nation together. The UN chief acknowledges his hopes for a peaceful 2017 have not materialized. Unfortunately, he says, the world in many ways has gone in reverse. Reflecting this darkened mood on the eve of the new year, Guterres says he is issuing what he calls a red alert for our world. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
At least 30 people died Sunday when a bus and a truck collided in central Kenya, north of Nairobi. 18 people were injured in the wreck. The Star newspaper reports the bus was traveling in the wrong lane at the time of the incident early on Sunday morning. Five sheriff's deputies and two civilians were shot as police responded to a domestic disturbance call on Sunday in the midwestern U.S. state of Colorado. The Douglas County Sheriff's Office said one of the five deputies had been killed and the suspect was shot and was no longer a threat. More than two decades after the U.S. state of California became the first to legalize medical marijuana use, on January 1st it becomes the final West Coast state to legalize marijuana for recreational purposes, a move approved by California voters in November 2016, while seven American states and the District of Columbia have legalized recreational marijuana use, the federal government still considers it a controlled substance, classifying it along with heroin and LSD as illegal drugs. 29 states have now legalized medical marijuana. Maine and Massachusetts are set to legalize recreational marijuana use in 2018. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.